Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the first AFC Donscast of 2023. Welcome aboard. It's Graham here. Hope you all had a good time, and I'll apologise again for the voice. I got rid of the COVID, now have full-blown flu. But it's not going to stop us looking back at yesterday's match against Ross County. Whether that's a good or bad thing is your call. This occasion also marked the 100th match by Ross McCrory for the Dons. One win in seven games is nothing to shout home about, and despite the dominant display against Ross County, it was another frustrating day for the match to end as a no-score draw. Surprisingly, Jim Goodwin chose to start out of favour Christian Ramirez, the first time since July. So on paper, with Boyan and Duke, we had the resources to do something up front. Martin Kennedy went closest in the first half, his shot cleared off the line. The second half brought the same, lots of opportunities wasted, the best coming from Sabs Johnny Hayes and Facente Beswin combining, but Facente could only knock the ball towards Laidlaw. Jim says he's unfazed by the current predicament we find ourselves in. Will Dave Cormack back his man in the January transfer window? The next few weeks could be telling.
What's your reaction to that one?
I think probably one of frustration more than anything else. We were all extremely disappointed with the performance and the way that Wednesday night against Kilmarnock went. We wanted a reaction, and I thought we got that in terms of the attitude and the application to the game. We had good control of the game, I felt, for the majority of it. Ross County had one or two counter-attacks, but I thought the boys managed those situations very, very well. Started the game well, had a really good opportunity with Matty. He's extremely disappointed, obviously, not to have scored, but I have to give credit to the Ross County defender as well. I thought he's made an incredible last-ditch block just on the line. I think if that goal goes in, then it's a completely different game, because County need to come out then. And, with that happening, we probably would have picked them off a little bit more and exploited a bit more space. But, I think that goal was really needed, and unfortunately we weren't able to get it. We got into some very good areas in the final third, just lacked a bit of quality, I felt, in terms of final ball, overhitting crosses, even set plays. We were either overhitting them or we were hitting the first man, and I just unfortunately weren't able to come up with the solutions required to unlock the Ross County backline.
And is that maybe as a consequence of a bad run of results, maybe snatching at things a bit today and maybe just not quite making the 100% right decision in the final third when you got into such great areas?
Yeah, I think we've had in excess of 20 attempts on goal today. You've got to credit the opposition sometimes as well. They weren't all glaring misses. There was a lot of good block shots from the Ross County defenders. But just at times I felt, even particularly in the second half as the game is going on, the last 10-15 minutes, I think, we still need to stick to doing what we're good at, which is getting the ball out to the wide areas, getting our quality players on the ball, driving at the back line and causing the opposition problems. And I think when we got into, I can think of two in particular where Roscoe does really well late on and it blows it over the bar. Ryan Duncan, I know he's only on the pitch for 5 minutes, but again, you're just wanting that little bit of composure just to keep your head over the ball and work the goalkeeper first and foremost. I think that's what we need at those times of the game. But look, I hear the frustration after the game from the supporters, and I get it. Today is a game that we should be winning. I believe that we're a better team than Ross County, with the greatest of respect to them. I think we showed that at times in terms of the possession and some of the good passages of play, but unfortunately, for one reason or another, the ball just didn't fall kindly enough to us throughout the game. Even the last 10 minutes, Vinnie Bejuan has a really good chance, the ball across the face. And again, you could say it's good defending from the Ross County boy. But those are the opportunities maybe 10, 12 weeks ago that we were burying and we were taking. And unfortunately today, we just weren't able to find a way.
A blank is unusual on the score sheet for Aberdeen at home this season, and I guess it just loads a bit more importance onto the St Johnstone game upcoming on Saturday.
Well, look, every game carries its own importance. We go into every game trying to win it. It's as simple as that. And I think here at Pittodrie, throughout the course of the season, we've been very good. A nil-nil is certainly a rare occurrence for us. It's not something that we're used to, but it wasn't for the lack of trying or the lack of effort or the lack of commitment from the players. It just was one of those days in front of goal, unfortunately, where we just couldn't get that opener. And it's a disappointment. It's it was good that we were able to put an end to the poor run of four defeats that we were on. That was important today. The clean sheet was important. Defensively, I thought we looked solid. I thought there was a number of really good individual performances. I thought Anthony Stewart was excellent coming back in. I thought Ramadani in the middle of the park was very, very good. I thought Duke in the first half, Matty Kennedy was positive. But, you know, unfortunately, we just weren't able to find a way to win the game. And, you know, the result is obviously the most important thing, you know. But I actually thought the performance was okay at times. But we just weren't able to get the job done.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Rob. Thank you.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
In the other matches on Monday, Celtic remain 9 points clear at the top of the Premiership table, following a 2-2 draw with Rangers in the New Year Derby at Ibrox. In the Edinburgh Derby, Hearts off Hibs 3-0 at Tynecastle, helped by a double from Lauren Shankland. They are now 5 points clear in third place. It was 0-0 between Kilmarnock and St Mirren at Rugby Park. Dundee United earned an important 1-0 win over St Johnstone at McDermott Park, while Livingston and Manuel drew 1-0 at the Tony Macaroni Arena. Queen's Park are the new leaders in the Championship after beating Partick Thistle 2-0 at Oakleview. Dundee were knocked off the summit following their 4-2 home defeat by Arbroath. Inverness Cali Thistle thrashed Cove Rangers 6-1 in the Highland Capital, with Billy Mackay netting a hat-trick. Bottom club Hamilton Accies lost 1-0 at home to Raith Rovers. Armorton versus Ayr United was postponed. The Firmland Athletics match with Falkirk was postponed due to a frozen pitch, allowing FC Edinburgh to close the gap on the Powers to just a single point at the top of League One. The capital club trailed 2-0 at Airdrie Onions but ran out 5-3 winners. Bottom club Peterhead drew 0-0 with Montrose at Balmore. And there was one game in League Two, with third place Elgin City beating Forfar Athletic 1-0 at Station Park.
Before we get to today's work plan, I know some of you have been waiting for your ride home, but you're going to have to wait a while longer.
How long, Magnus?
Until there's a ride available, we all have work to do.
Power outage across the accommodation block.
Could it have been seismic?
Well, we keep punching holes in the earth, eventually it's going to punch back.
Hold on! It's kicking back down here!
It'll come back.
Push it all and shut it down.
Oh, my God.
Kinloch Bravo to Coast Guard. I repeat, Kinloch Bravo to Coast Guard.
There's no radios, there's no phones, there's fog, these shakes. What is going on out here?
This will split the crew.
They're already split.
It's like normal. We all know it, but we don't want to see it.
Since the fog came in, some of our crew have had a psychological difficulty.
What's happening?
That's what you get for diving into the abyss.
Nature isn't a balance, it's a war.
I'm telling you, we're trying to warn us.
We're all finished. Wake up!
He's got to be dealt with!
My job is to get you all home.
Don't negotiate with nature.
You're all being reckless!
It isn't something new. It's something old. And it's waking up. We're listening now.
Rose, Magnus and Wilbur are amongst many others working on an oil rig off the coast of Scotland. When the time comes for them to return back to land, the oil rig becomes engulfed by a supernatural mist. Will they make it back? Watch the rig on Prime Video from the 6th of January. Aberdeen have confirmed the loan status of the development loanees and new signing Aaron Reid. Mason Hancock and Kevin Hanratty have both been recalled from their loan spells at Arbroath and Forfar Athletic respectively. Mason has a serious knee injury and will go under rehabilitation back at Cormac Park. Kevin returns to the Dons having played 16 games for Forfar. Aaron Reid has now officially become an Aberdeen player, having signed from Tariff United earlier this season. He goes out on loan to Elgin City for the rest of the season and made the impact, scoring a late winning goal for Elgin against Forfar for yesterday. Kieran Ngwenya's time at Raith Rovers has been extended and to the end of the season. He's also made 16 appearances for the Starks Park side.
Cue pitches, cue music, change the music. That's the one.
Showtime.
Okay, Paramount Plus, I want to stream something epic. Fantastical, I want to see stars. Nice, but I meant film stars.
There we go.
Now, how about an action montage? Give me a kick, a hit, and a smash with an explosion. A bit more. How about a classic? Oh, a future classic.
Humanity's best weapon.
Find the halo, win the war.
And the making of a classic.
You want to make the Godfather?
Believe me, you don't want this kind of trouble.
This is really scary.
Well, then give me something for the kids.
I love this game!
The grown-up kids.
I'm back.
And the ones who still act like kids.
What?
I want brand new.
How do you really feel about being First Lady?
Give me intriguing.
I'm talking to someone from another planet.
So am I.
Now, give me a killer line.
Hello, Sydney.
Not a killer's line, a killer line.
This has only ever been about the two of us.
Anything else you want to show me?
Snotweb.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me with everything you've got.
Your chance to make history.
I plan to.
The city has been taken
out of this world.
This is when the fun starts. Now, all we need is one big tagline to wrap this up. A mountain of entertainment.
There it is.
Love it. Paramount Plus, a brand new streaming service. You couldn't ask for anything more.
At the weekend, we have a home fixture against St Johnstone. Kick-off on Saturday is at 3pm. There'll be a pre-match fan zone at the Beach Ballroom. Doors open at midday. And you can order your tickets online at afc.co.uk/e-tickets. If you can't make it to the match, Red TV International subscribers will be able to watch it live online, audio only in the UK and Ireland. Coverage starts at 2:45pm. Elsewhere in the Premiership at the weekend on Saturday, it's Celtic versus Kilmarnock, Ross County versus Livingston and St Mirren versus Hearts. They're all 3pm kickoffs. And on Sunday, it's Motherwell versus Hibs at 1:30pm and Dundee United versus Rangers at 4pm. If you're heading back to work or already back at work, enjoy the week. It might be hard going. I'll see you back here with the AFC Dons cast next Tuesday as normal at 8pm. Till then, thanks for listening and stand free.
That's all for this week. More Aberdeen news next Tuesday evening from 8.